From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A lone gunman identified as retired accountant, 64-year-old Stephen Craig Paddock, is blamed for the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history. He opened fire from a high-rise hotel room on a country music festival in Las Vegas, Nevada. At last count, 59 were killed, more than 500 wounded. Paddock, who had no previous criminal record, then killed himself. President Donald Trump spoke for the nation Monday.
It was an act of pure evil.
Mr. Trump said the nation is grieving for the victims and their families.
To the families of the victims, we are praying for you, and we are here for you. And we ask God to help see you through this very dark period.
The president said he and the First Lady are praying for the nation.
We pray for the entire nation to find unity and peace. And we pray for the day when evil is banished and the innocent are safe from hatred and from fear.
Mr. Trump is scheduled to visit Las Vegas Wednesday. A motive for Sunday's attack remains a mystery. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo said such an act is hard to prevent.
This is an individual who was described as a lone wolf. I don't know how it could have been prevented if we didn't have any prior knowledge to this individual.
Although Islamic State claimed responsibility, law enforcement officials said at this point there's no connection with an international terror group. In Cameroon, the rights group Amnesty International said at least 17 people have been killed in clashes since Sunday between Anglophone protesters calling for independence and security forces. The clashes erupted on the 56th anniversary of the incorporation of the Anglophone Southwest with the rest of the French-speaking country. Protesters said they've been marginalized by the Francophone government of President Paul Biya. This is VOA News. The White House again Monday rejected any talks with North Korea.
There's a difference between talking and putting diplomatic pressure. We still strongly support putting diplomatic pressure on North Korea, which we're continuing to do. But now is not the time simply to have conversations with North Korea. We've encouraged all of our allies and partners to do more, and we're going to continue to keep all options on the table when it comes to that.
The statement by spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders Monday came after Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the U.S. was communicating with Pyongyang through diplomatic channels on its missile and nuclear programs. The Bangladesh foreign minister Monday said he and his Myanmar counterpart have agreed to set up a working group to plan the repatriation of more than 500,000 Rohingya Muslims who fled a security crackdown in western Rakhine State.
Myanmar, Rohingya Sharanarthis.
Foreign Minister A.H. Mahmoud Ali said Myanmar, also known as Burma, has made proposals for taking back the refugees. The working group will monitor the repatriation process. Meanwhile, in Rakhine State, the government escorted diplomats and senior U.N. officials to get a first-hand assessment of the humanitarian situation on the ground. President Donald Trump travels to Puerto Rico Tuesday to survey the damage caused by last month's hurricanes Irma and Maria. Power to most of the Caribbean U.S. territory remains out, and shortages of drinking water persist.
We are going to be seeing all of the first responders, the military, FEMA, and frankly, most importantly, we're going to be seeing the people of Puerto Rico. It's been amazing what's been done in a very short period of time on Puerto Rico. There's never been a piece of land that we've known that was so devastated. The bridges are down. The telecommunications was non-existent, and it's in very, very bad shape. The electrical grid, as you know, was totally destroyed.
Thousands of federal disaster relief and military personnel are on the ground helping in recovery efforts 2 weeks after the island took a direct hit from Maria, a fierce Category 5 storm. A Moscow court has sentenced leading opposition politician Alexei Navalny to 20 days in jail on charges he violated the legal procedure for organizing public gatherings. The 41-year-old anti-corruption blogger plans to challenge incumbent Vladimir Putin in next year's presidential election. Three American scientists, Jeffrey Hall, Michael Rosbach, and Michael Young, were awarded the 2017 Nobel Prize in Medicine Monday for their work on the internal biological clock that governs wake and sleep cycles. Hall said the work of others paved the way.
We owe a lot. All three of the awardees owe a lot to how the fundamental factors and phenomena were established by many, many investigators going back more than 100 years.
The three used a fruit fly as a model organism. The Trump administration expected to order nearly two-thirds of Cuba's diplomatic staff to leave the U.S. in the wake of months of mysterious attacks in Havana on the U.S. Embassy.
That's the latest world news from VOA.